perception of absolute bondage and that all of your emotions fall along that range somewhere. So our physical friends say, all right, Abraham, I'm getting the hang of what you're talking about. So I should turn my boat, put a motor on it, and get right over here to where all of the good feeling things are. And we say, you've missed the point of the stream altogether when you think that. You don't have to turn the boat and you don't have to put a motor on it. Just drop the oars. When you let go of the oars, when you get let go of the defense, when you let go of the justification, when you let go of the explanation of why you should be someplace else, when you let go of that, you release the resistance, which was the only thing that was causing you to pull against the stream. You know, when you croak, we love that disrespectful word. Since there is no death, we prefer to make as much fun of it as possible. When you croak, and you will, when you croak, don't you like the sound of that? When I croak, when you croak, you will withdraw your attention from this time-space reality and you will immediately close that gap between you and you. You will become the pure positive energy being that you are. We just want you to discover how really easy it is to release the resistance and allow yourself to turn and close that gap while you're still in your physical body. How delicious life is to return to the conscious awareness of the blessed, worthy, empowered, creative genius that is you. How delicious it is to be actively alive and physically focused and deliberately thinking in this physical body with an ear to the ground for the way you feel, ever guiding yourself one thought at a time closer to the fulfillment of all that you are. How delicious is that? How wonderful to fulfill your reason for being. And do you know what your reason for being is? Do you think it's expansion? That's not your reason for being. That's just the given that is given. In other words, you cannot cease to expand. The entire universe is an expanding universe. You came forth into contrast because you knew it would call expansion from you. And you knew that you would precisely and specifically be able to give birth to your unique rockets of desires and that your uniqueness mattered. That your perspective mattered, and you knew that when you did, that the source within you would ride that rocket and become it so completely that not only would the universe expand, but you in your specificness would expand. But you know why you wanted all of that? Because you knew the joy of the ride. You knew that the contrast would give birth to things that from your previous perspective you might not be able to fathom, but you knew you could get up to speed with the fathoming of it, and you knew that the getting up to speed with it would be the ride of your life. A man sat in the hot seat one day. He said, I had a question. My friend said I shouldn't ask it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Everyone could hardly wait for this profound question that was controversial already. He said, why does the dog put its head out the window of the automobile and risk getting bugs in its eyes? And we said, because the ride is so worth it. And that's why you said, I'll come forth into this physical experience and I'll explore the contrast and I will risk getting bugs in my eyes. Because you knew that in that contrast, you would give birth to things that you would not give birth to without the contrast. And you knew so clearly that the birthing of the new idea is the exhilaration of life, the expansion into that joyous new frontier. And from your non-physical perspective, you never for a moment worried about it because you knew it was all set up to cause you to give birth to expanded ideas. And most important, you knew that you had within yourself, in your physical body, an awareness of the vibrational relationship between where you are at any given time and where you have expanded to as that broader being. Jerry and Esther have navigational systems in their vehicles. You probably do too. They have four different kinds in four different vehicles now, and they all operate on the same premise where the system knows where they are, they program in their desired destination.